Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning. Christmas is upon us, and who better to give us some festive tips than the Queen of Ireland herself, and no stranger to some festive frolics, Miss Panty Bliss. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Is festive frolic some sort of euphemism?
Whatever you want it to be, whatever, because we're not partying this Christmas, or are we? We got an email in from the people at TK Maxx who have said that you are the person to go to. You can help with the following. How to get that sparkle back in your glam gear, perfecting your signature strut in heels, dazzling dinner conversation, and being the most extra host. Right, so we better get going.
That's my list.
That is your list. But
They are Christmasing to the max.
I know. Very good. Very good. But we got to start with the heels because, I mean, after a long stint in runners, how do we get back to wearing heels without feeling like our feet are being burned by the fires of hell?
Well, you know, I love a great, sparkly, ostentatious, over-the-top pair of heels. And especially at the moment, because I, if you've seen me recently, Jennifer, and of course I know you have, I'm still carrying quite a few COVID pounds. So at the moment, my strategy is to wear like big, loose, caftan-esque type things, but then distract attention with a really fabulous pair of heels. So I'm more heely than ever I have been at the moment.
And the power of sequins. We got to talk about the power of sequins around
we
this
do.
Time
but
of year.
Here, but before I leave you on the heels there, let me just say that for the last 2 years, you know, we've had very few opportunities to wear heels.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have sort of forgotten how to trot along in heels. And that could be dangerous to your delicate ankles. And, you know, I know a lot of sturdy lesbians like yourself have been in flats for the last 2 years. So you need to, you know, approach this like it's the first time. And you should be getting the heels out at home and doing a few practice walks, you know, put a pair of socks on and break them in and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, it's walking in heels can be a dangerous pursuit and you need to treat it seriously.
But it's so worth it because you look yeah. amazing in heels. I have to ask you, what are your thoughts on Christmas jumpers?
I have mixed thoughts about them. I get that they're fun and all. And I think when they first came out, you know, X number of years ago, they seemed like a very fun thing. But nowadays, I kind of think it's the lazy man's option, isn't it? And I keep reading that they're terrible for the environment or something, all these Christmas jumpers. So, so you know, I think it's better to go back to the old staple and sequin yourself up, you know.
Good
well,
tip.
Certainly from the waist up. Sequin yourself from the waist up this Christmas because you may not be running around, you know, bars and nightclubs and parties like, you know, like we hoped.
But you need to look good on those Zoom calls. You need to look festive. You can't be a Grinch.
And sitting across the table from your judgmental aunt.
Well, let's talk about that because dazzling dinner conversations. I mean, we've all been that person, you know, you've been invited to your new partner's house. You want to make a good impression. Give us some dinner table chat tips.
You know, I am the perfect dinner party guest, you know.
I mean, I'm
happy to talk to anybody about anything. And even if I'm not interested, I can fake it so well. I mean, I made a whole career out of faking sincerity. So my top tip is compliment. Everybody loves a little compliment.
That's true.
Even Irish people who are bad at taking them, we still love them.
We do like them.
So
we do.
Plonk yourself down and tell the person beside you how fabulous they look, or, you know, talk about their earrings or, you know, their sequin top or, God forbid, their Christmas jumper. I mean, you know, people like a little, compliment, and it just gets things flowing. It immediately introduces you as a nice person. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good tip. I'll remember that one.
Hard now if I had to sit down beside you, Jen.
I know.
I'd be searching my mind for something nice to say.
I know, you would. It'd be very, very difficult. But listen to me, if you gave me a pair of Christmas socks as a present, I would not be impressed. There's no excuse for giving socks at Christmas to anyone.
I'm going to push back here.
Go on.
You know, because for me, you know, the fact that anybody bought me anything is honestly, like, that's nice enough. And the older I get, you know, I used to spend so much time worrying and fretting about, you know, buying presents for people. You know, what do they really want? You know, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, in the end, I think a good present is something that somebody wouldn't have bought for themselves. Because they would think, oh, that's unnecessary or whatever. And how many people actually go out and buy themselves socks when they need them?
True.
No, not that many people.
True.
And so as I've gotten older, I've become more appreciative of the Owl Christmas sock.
Oh, you like the Owl Christmas socks? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you want to, you know, get me a pair of Christmas socks, don't you know, just a nice pair of socks from TK Maxx or wherever you shop, well, I'll be very glad to receive them.
What's the worst present you ever got?
I've never gotten a bad present.
Stop it, you liar.
I swear to God.
Such that sounds lies. Like just,
I honestly, you know, people ask you, that's the kind of thing people ask you all the time. And I can just never think of any, you know, people giving you something is nice regardless.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't believe you. Now, listen, I've loads of people come to my house this year, all providing they have an antigen test. And I'm famous for getting out the Dyson when I want to get rid of people. How do I be the hostess with the mostest and get people to get that out of my house without getting the Dyson out? What? How do you do it?
Well, I would flip that around and say, book yourself a nice hotel room and you do an Irish goodbye. I am a very, very, very big fan of what the Americans call an Irish goodbye, which is slipping out unnoticed. You know, because, and I think Irish people, you know, understand that if you start saying goodbye to everybody, you'll be there for the next 20 minutes. And you'll never be trying encouraging you to stay and making you feel bad.
So you just disappear. So,
yeah, I normally tell one person, I say, I'm going to slip out.
And oh, then, my God, that line, that is so out. Irish. That is the most Irish line ever. I'm just going to slip out. And they're gone. Yeah.
And then that person can deal with the, she left. And and then if you're hosting the party, it's even more genius for you just to slip out.
Oh, my God. That is
even not to wreck your house.
That is a genius idea. I've never thought of that. I've got many tips over the years, but I've never been told to leave my own party and just go and stay in a hotel.
If they're nice people, they'll have cleaned up the house by the time you get home.
That's never going to happen. What bar do you go for in a selection box?
Crunchy.
Interesting. Same as myself.
Oh, is it?
Oh, I love a bit of honeycomb,
I think it's the obvious and best choice.
It
and
is, definitely.
It's Christmassy in itself with the golden wrapper and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, I never thought of that. And what is Panty doing for Christmas this year?
I'm going home to Ballinrobe, County Mayo, to be in the bosom of my biological family.
Lovely, lovely. And will you be racing out of there on Stephen's Day, or what's the crack?
No, because I usually get the train and there are no trains on Stephen's Day in this fecking country.
You're trapped.
So I normally come back the day after.
Yeah, but that's enough. That's plenty of time with the folks. Fair play. Are you organised? I mean, are you fairly organised now? I mean, I think it's like 26 days or something. How are you getting on?
Let me paint a picture for you. I am talking to you from the inside of my wardrobe because the sound is better in here.
Very good.
And if you could see the absolute chaos that is surrounding me right now, you'd be shocked. To your very core, Jennifer, to your very core, I am so disorganized. Always the one running around, you know, running to a vocal on the last shopping day. I'm so bad at it. And my family really try to, you know, be organized and, you know, organize me in advance. You know, we do a kind of a semi-Chris Kindle thing where we only, you know, pick a couple of names so you don't have to get the whole family. We try to make it easy on us, but I'm still always last man standing.
Oh, well, listen, just go and enjoy yourself. Just make sure you have your train ticket to get back to Dublin from Ballinrobe. Panty, listen, have a great Christmas. Thank you so much for those
you
amazing
Christmas.
I've learned a lot. Happy Christmas. Bye, love.
Bye.
Bye. There we go. Lots of tips there, Panty. Just absolutely amazing. And we will be right back after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.